getting turned on? Okay. Let's take our Bibles. Okay. Stop. Here we go. Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's get our Bibles out. Thank you so much. The most awkward 60 seconds of my life right there. I mean, thank you, Hiles Anderson College. Here we go. I have 11 minutes and 26 seconds to get the sermon preached. This is going to be a little bit more than a night bus message. There are some who say that there is no way I could preach in 11 minutes and now 12 seconds. There are some who cannot even pronounce my full name in 11 minutes. But it is going to be done today in front of all of us. 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1. 10 minutes. 2 Peter chapter number 1. Bunch of heathens. I graduated 21 years ago from, I know. Thank you. From Hiles Anderson. And there are some things that I never want to forget. There are some things that were taught to me at this school, much of which I already learned in my home church, but they were reinforced as a student at the college, and things that I hope for a lifetime that I never forget. Nothing new. Listen, not some new truth, but things that are just very simply laid out for us in the Word of God that have been taught to us that I want to carry with me for a lifetime. 2 Peter chapter number 1, the Bible says in verse number 9, "But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." There's a lot of things that we could forget, but I never want to forget that I've been saved. Amen. "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. So an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me." Last day of chapel, last day of class. We're getting ready to shut it down for 2022. Some of you are going to stay, many of you are going to leave. I hope you come back. If it's God's will, some of you are going to graduate, go off, serve the Lord. Whatever the case may be, there are some things that we should never forget. Amen. There are some things, listen, 8 minutes. I want to stir you up. I want to stir you up by reminding you of some things that we've heard this whole semester, this whole year. Some of you have heard it for a whole lifetime, but it's easy to forget. I want to never forget these things. Father in heaven, I pray that you would bless now the time that we have for chapel. There'll be much preaching that'll take place over the next few days. Pastor has already helped us so much in this chapel service, and I pray you be with him. Use him as a minister of God as he conducts that funeral for the Ferris family. Bless Josh and his brothers and sisters, Lord, as they go through this difficult time. God, I pray that you'd be with our students. Help us to remember something and to be reminded of some things today. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Things that I never want to forget. Number one, Jesus is wonderful. Hey, I never want to forget it. Jesus is wonderful. Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6 says his name shall be wonderful. Lots of things you can say, but only one person about whom it can be said. Jesus is wonderful. He is wonderful because he created us. I can remember in seventh grade sitting in a public school in Blue Island, Illinois, and the science teacher getting up and trying to talk to all of us and trying to convince all of us how we came from evolution. I had never been in church at that point in my life, but I knew something on the inside. Man, it just didn't sound right how we came from some big, long process and a big bang and monkeys and all of that. And, you know, I heard a preacher say one time, once I was a monkey hanging from a tree, now I'm a professor with a PhD. And I can remember hearing that, and it just wasn't resonating. Man, I went to church at 15 years old, and it wasn't long sitting there that a preacher stood up and told me how I was created in the image of Almighty God. And he took me to Genesis chapter number 1, and something about the truth resonates. He's wonderful because he created us. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Jesus is wonderful. He was there in Genesis chapter number 1 in the beginning, and he created us. He's wonderful because he loved us. He loved us here in his love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And I never want to forget the fact that God loves us. He's wonderful because he died for us. He died for us. I don't have to take you back to Calvary, put you in remembrance of an old rugged cross, the blood that flowed, the thieves on either side. Jesus, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He died for us. He's wonderful because he saved us. We couldn't save ourselves. We couldn't be good enough, rich enough to buy it. He saved us. He's wonderful because he changed us. Man, I think about that. I've told the story in this chapel before, how I received a random text message from my bus captain I hadn't spoken to in years. I've told the story hundreds of times, being a bus kid in Chicago, stepping on a bus for the very first time, and I had a Six Flags Great America t-shirt on, a pair of jeans, purple Nike flights, long, floppy hair. I've told the story many times. I got a text message a couple of years ago from my bus captain. He was cleaning out his files, found a picture of the very first time I stepped on a bus. I didn't even know the picture was in existence. He sent it to me. I looked at that picture. It dawned on me, the story that I've told hundreds of times. There I was, Abdel Judah, long floppy hair, Six Flags Great American t-shirt, pair of jeans, purple Nike flight, gym shoes. I looked at that, walking onto that bus, and I thought to myself, man, what happened to that kid? I mean, who would have thought that that kid would be preaching in chapel? Who would have thought that I'd be married with a wife, three kids? Who would have thought that I'd have a ministry, that I'd be standing here today? What happened? Jesus changed me. That's what happened. And I never want to forget it. He's wonderful. Remember what it was like when you were lost? Remember what it was like when you were living for yourself? Living in rebellion? Remember the struggle? Remember when you didn't care about souls? When you didn't pray or cry over a bus route? Do you remember, hey, what's happened? Jesus changed you. Amen. Nobody like Jesus. He's wonderful. Never forget it. Next, praise is natural. Hey, I never want to forget that Jesus is wonderful, and I never want to forget that praise should be natural. Psalm 150, the very last verse says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Praising God should be as natural as taking the next breath. I was reading a book, and now I forget the author, but it was a great quote, and he was a preacher in England years ago, and he said this. He said, God deserves our praise. He said, it ought to be natural to praise God. He said, we owe it to our God. That's what he said. We owe it to our God to walk through the streets of London on a rainy day with a smile on our face and a praise on our lips. And man, listen, college students, we ought to be praising God. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. It ought to be simple to say God is good. It ought to be natural to talk about Jesus, for people to see it, for people to hear it, for people to know it coming from us. Listen, we love our God. We think he's great. We think he's worthy. It's natural. It's natural for a son to brag about his dad. My son thinks that I'm the strongest, fastest, he's crazy, but smartest, funniest. He really does. We're in my soul winning car Saturday. My soul winning car, it's my son, all his seventh grade friends. Packed out our van, a couple of seniors in there too. Don't tell the police, we got like 10 people in a 7-person van, but that's okay. And we're in the soul winning car, man, we're going back to the McDonald's. We had won several people to Christ. My son got me talking about conspiracy theories. I didn't want to do it. But he got me talking about it. Man, we were talking about JFK, we were talking about aliens, Roswell, Area 51. Talking about all of it, man, just throwing it down. And my son said, right in the middle of it, he said, guys, this is why my dad's soul winning car is the best. You can't get this in any other soul winning car. Hey, it's natural. It's natural for a son to love and to praise his father. Just like a son praises his father, let praise always be found on our lips for our great God. Let the world hear it. Hey, our God is not dead. He's not distracted. He's not disinterested. He's never been defeated. Our God is victorious. He always wins. He holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave, and he's preparing a place for us in glory. God is good. He's omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing. He's omnipresent everywhere at the same time. That's our God. And I never want to forget that praise should be natural. He's never left me, never forgotten me, never forsaken me. He's never failed me, not one time. It ought to be natural to say amen. It ought to be natural to get stirred up about the greatness of our God. Let me tell you what's unnatural. I was just, by the way, I prepared this message this morning, and I am negative 1 minute. You were right. But we're going to be done in shortly. The time has escaped me. I prepared this morning, and I jotted down. I said, you know, it is unnatural. I'll just read it for you. It is unnatural to open a hymnal and not even move your lips and praise to God. To never say amen. To never lift a hand, nod your head for a tear to never be shed. Now listen to me, my friend. God doesn't need our praise, okay? If we don't praise God, the rocks will cry out and praise God. We need to praise God, and the world needs to hear our praise. Natural. Never forget it. Never forget it. This isn't some new truth. These are things to stir us up in these last days, things to never forget. Jesus is wonderful. Praise should be natural. Next, here we go. The Bible is infallible. I learned that right here, and I never want to forget it. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand, it's true from beginning to end. It's true. It's a solid foundation where I surely stand. Sin kept me from it. Now it keeps me from sin. 2 Peter, the same chapter, number 1, says we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This book right here, hey, it is not some carefully compiled collections of stories and poems. It is not some well-crafted storybook written from the pen of a brilliant author. This is not the word of man. This is the word of God. It's the word of God. And I never want to forget it. Don't let some crazy YouTube whatever, some blogger, some guy trying to convince you that you don't need to have confidence in the Bible. Hey, we don't have time for that. The Bible is the infallible word of God. You can trust it. You can believe it. You can preach it unashamedly. It has never led a person astray, and it is still true. What you do with the Bible will determine what God does with you. I learned that here. I never want to forget it. Never want to forget it. Jesus is wonderful. Praise is natural. The Bible is infallible. Next, the gospel is powerful. Amen. Not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Yeah. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. There's no power in my talents or abilities. There's no power in our organizational skills or our speaking oratory. There's power in the gospel. This old world, listen to me, my friends. This old world doesn't need another political leader. This church, this world doesn't need some new great program. This world needs the gospel. The gospel. There's power in the gospel. Every good thing in my life has grown from the gospel. I never want to forget that. Jesus is wonderful. Praise should be natural. The Bible is infallible. The gospel is powerful. Laborers are needful. That's the DNA of Hiles Anderson College. Laborers are needful. Look into the fields. They're white already to harvest. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. We want to train laborers to go out in the fields and to work while it is day. I came to this college not looking to get rich. I came to this college not looking to gain some status, not looking for some fame. No, listen, the laborers, we need laborers. The field is white, all ready to harvest. I'm not trying to graduate. 21 years ago, I wasn't trying to graduate and do my own thing and chart out my life. Listen, just God, if you would place me in the field anywhere, the laborers are needful. Laborers are needed in Chicago. By the way, you're going to go home for the summer. You're going to be missed. You're going to be missed. Laborers are needed at your home church. Let me give you a suggestion just for free. This is just, I'm overtime, I'm sorry. We'll go get it figured out in a minute. 5 minutes, tops, max. 5 minutes. Brother, they dragged me out here in the middle of the day. I might as well preach. I mean, what are we doing? Here we go. You think they like the sermon, then you hear, no church ed. And praise the Lord. Here we go. Suggestion. Don't go home and disappear for 3 months. Then come back to college. Don't go missing in action. Suggestion, go home and join the choir. Work the bus route. Help in junior church. Bring a co-worker to church. Go soul winning on Thursday night, Saturday morning. Go to the prayer meeting. Encourage the rest of the youth group to live for God. Because laborers aren't just needful here. They're needful wherever you find yourself. Never forget it. Laborers are needful next. Revival is possible. Amen. Man, I believe that. You know what? We believe that. We believed that 21 years ago. Somebody graduated in 2001. That was me, brother. 21. Remember that? 2001? Man, we thought we could go out and change the world. I still believe it. Revival is possible. My people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and pray, turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. That verse is not out of date. It has not expired. Revival is still possible. Got a picture here. You can't see it, but it's Lee Robertson, Dr. Lee Robertson and his church. It's packed out. I don't know that I've ever seen a crowd quite like this in this way. Lee Robertson started pastoring in 1927. He pastored for 56 years. He preached for right around 70 years, preached until 2007 at the age of 97. A sermon in his 90s. This is what he preached. In his 90s, this is what he preached. He said, I am unchanged in my faith in God. Unchanged in my faith in God's word. Unchanged in my faith in his saving power. Unchanged in my faith in his guidance. Unchanged in my faith in his provision of my needs. Unchanged in my faith in his promise to come. Unchanged in my determination to live for him. Unchanged in my hope for the future. Unchanged in my concern for others. Unchanged. Revival is possible. You know what? I hope to preach into my 90s. I hope to preach for 70 years. And I hope when it's all said and done, I'll be unchanged. And believing that revival is possible. Things I never want to forget. Jesus is wonderful. I never want to forget. Praise should be natural. The Bible is infallible. The gospel is powerful. Laborers are needful. Revival is possible. And then I have to say this. Homiletic students, I apologize. I couldn't find a way to say it. This is the last thing I want to say. It's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2 as we close out our chapel here at Hiles Anderson. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. And I couldn't find a homiletically correct way to say it, so I'm just going to say it. I never want you to forget this. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 8. Paul speaking, he said, so being affectionately desirous unto you, of you, we are willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us. We close out Hiles Anderson College 2022. I never want you to forget that we love and believe in you. We're not just here to give you classroom notes. I'm not. I don't think anyone else is here for that either. We love and believe in you. We want to depart unto you, not the gospel of God only, not some, but our own souls. You're more than a student to so many of us here at Hiles Anderson. We want to give you more than notes. When I look at you, I see the future of our country, the future of the gospel of God around the world. We dream that God will raise you up and use you. We dream that you'll keep yourself pure this summer and come back and finish and serve God with your life. And you're more than just a student to us at Hiles Anderson. We never want you to forget that. I hope to live a long life. Hope to. No guarantees. But if I live a long life, I hope there's some things I never forget. Nothing new. Nothing new. Things that we already know, but if you'll remember them, it could stir you up. Jesus is wonderful. Praise should be natural. The Bible is infallible. The gospel is powerful. Laborers are needful. Revival is possible. Would you bow your heads, please, and close your eyes? What a pleasure it's been to serve with you in 2022. My friends, are there some things that you need to remember today? Some things that you need to remember today. I don't want to be negligent in this last hour. I want to put you in some remembrance of things you already know. Some of you need to just remember that Jesus is wonderful. It's all about him. Some of you need to grab a hold of your Bible and hold it tight and realize, man, the Bible is infallible. Gospel is powerful. Laborers are needful. Revival is possible. Let's stand together as the music plays. The altar is open. Many have come. You can join them. Some things that we never want to forget. 21 years ago, I'd walk an aisle for the last time as a senior at Hiles Anderson. I don't know that the message was particularly stirring. I don't remember the message. But I do remember my last chapel sermon as a student, walking the aisle, kneeling right down there, just crying out to God, saying things like, God, I never want to forget. I never want to change. I never want to compromise. I never want to lose a passion for souls and desire to preach. I hope to never forget it. I hope you never forget it too.